Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
The Holy Lance, the Lance of Longinus, the Spear of Destiny. You've probably heard of it. It's featured across pop culture as a potent weapon in the battle between good and evil, whether in CW shows, films, comic books, or video games. These latter two examples are more rooted in history than you might expect, for not only did generations of medieval kings crave the lance for its mighty power in battle, but Adolf Hitler himself sought the spear for his Third Reich. Why did he seek it so fervently? What exactly is the Spear of Destiny? Around the world, 2.4 billion people believe that nearly 2,000 years ago, God took human form on earth as a Jewish man called Jesus. In the Christian Bible, there are four Gospels which tell of the deeds and death of Jesus. Only one of them, the Book of John, describes how a Roman soldier stabbed Jesus while he was on the cross. But one of the soldiers, with a spear, pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. In John's Gospel, the soldier is unidentified, but in the Gospel of Nicodemus, a work not considered canonical by the Christian Church and composed no earlier than the 4th century, over 300 years after Christ's crucifixion, the soldier is given a name, Longinus. Tradition says that Longinus was partially sighted. When he pierced the side of Jesus and he was splashed by the blood and water of Christ that came forth from the wound, his sight was restored. Realizing who the man on the cross must have truly been, Longinus converted from his heathen Roman faith to Christianity. In fact, tradition says he was the same centurion the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke record as declaring, "Truly this man was the Son of God." Longinus eventually became a saint, and the spear he used to stab Christ became a holy relic with supernatural powers. Whoever carried the spear into battle would be victorious and shape the destiny of the world, whether for good or evil. Should they mistreat the spear, it would bring about their doom. Certainly, this is what Charlemagne of the Franks believed when, in the year 800, the Pope anointed him as the first Holy Roman Emperor, the supreme authority in medieval Western Europe. Prior to this, for 25 years, Charlemagne had vanquished all his enemies and expanded the borders of his empire. In each battle, he had carried the Spear of Destiny. Legend has it that in January 814, Charlemagne dropped the spear while crossing a stream. Days later, Charlemagne died. He had lost divine favor thanks to his careless act of disrespect for the spear. After Charlemagne, the spear passed between powerful medieval kings. Throughout the medieval period, the mightiest rulers in Europe would do anything to get possession of the spear. In the 10th century, the Frankish ruler, Henry the Fowler, gave the valuable lands around Basel in Switzerland to King Rudolf II of Burgundy simply in exchange for the spear. Henry greatly expanded his lands, defeating Lotharingians and Danes to the north, Magyars and Slavs to the east, and now being considered the founder of Germany. He also established a long dynasty of Holy Roman emperors who held on to the spear just as they maintained a grip on their vast and ever-expanding empire. Henry's great-grandson, Otto III, combined the spear with another relic from the crucifixion, a holy nail that pierced the flesh of Christ. Around 1350, Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV had a golden sleeve put over the blade and inscribed on it, Lancia et Clavis Domini, the lance and nail of the Lord. In 1424, Holy Roman Emperor Sigismund moved a collection of relics, including the spear, to Nuremberg and decreed they be kept there forever. But it was not to be forever. After 1,000 years, the Holy Roman Empire collapsed when Napoleon conquered Europe. To prevent Napoleon getting his hands on the spear, it was moved to the Hofburg Palace in Vienna. It was there in 1912 when a young artist saw the spear on display and, after seeing a particularly powerful performance of Richard Wagner's opera Parsifal, in which the spear plays a prominent part of the plot, the artist decided he must one day have the spear for himself. That artist was Adolf Hitler.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
In 1938, the Nazis annexed Austria into the Third Reich. Hitler entered Vienna and took the Spear of Destiny, moving it back to Nuremberg and displaying it during rallies. Later in the war, as the Allies seized Berlin, they found the Spear of Destiny, abandoned by the Nazis. The date? The 30th of April, 1945, the day Hitler died. That's the story, anyway. Sadly, it's just not true. During the war, the spear was kept in a specially built bunker under Nuremberg to protect it from air raids. When the Allies marched into Nuremberg, they found the bunker, but not the spear inside. It had been hidden on the orders of Heinrich Himmler, who wanted to use the spear to reform the Reich and undo Hitler's defeat. But after a few months of Allied occupation, the Nazi officers who had hidden the spear relented and revealed its hiding place in the walls of a bunker 80 feet underground. The spear was returned to Hofburg Palace on the 7th of January 1946, where it is today. This artifact is what most depictions of the Spear of Destiny in fiction are based on. But is it the real spear? And if it is, why didn't Hitler use it in battle like so many kings and emperors of yore? Although raised as a Catholic, Hitler and the Nazis hated Christianity and the Church. He hated Jews more, though, and although he derided Jesus for being a Jew, he also used him as a shining example of someone who resisted Jewish authority and died in defiance of Jewishness. So is this why he went after the Spear of Destiny? Not to wield it in battle, but to use it as a symbolic weapon against the Jews? Partly. But its symbolism went even deeper for Hitler. Remember, Hitler decided he wanted the spear after seeing it used as a plot device in the opera Parsifal. This was composed in the 19th century by Richard Wagner, who didn't call it an opera, actually. Never mind. And he composed it at the height of German nationalism, which he appealed to. At this time, the various German states that had once been part of the Holy Roman Empire before Napoleon were divided. Many of them reunited in 1871, but not all of them. And part of this political process of reunification involved the cultural process of reminding German-speaking peoples that they were German. Hitler realized this and knew the spear was a symbol of Germanness, of Aryan superiority, and specifically of German Empire, the Reich. Just as Henry the Fowler wielded the spear as he forged Germany in the 10th century, Hitler wanted the spear as a political tool to justify his reunification of the German peoples of Europe by invading Austria, Poland, Czechoslovakia, and so on.
Hitler never really believed in the spear. He thought he'd found a prize.
Himmler, on the other hand, possibly did believe in the spear's power. He also thought he was the reincarnation of Henry and held strange pseudo-religious ceremonies involving the spear with the SS elite. Was Himmler right? Is the blade in the Hofburg the spear of destiny? Well, it must be said that when the Pope gave the spear to Charlemagne in 775, he said it was the spear of Saint Maurice, a Roman soldier who had converted to Christianity and was martyred in 287, quite a long time after the crucifixion of Christ. It was Charlemagne who claimed it was the spear of destiny, and his descendants, and his competitors, believed him. In 2003, Robert Feather, an English metallurgist and technical engineer, got unprecedented permission not only to examine the spear in a lab, but to remove the delicate band of gold that holds it together. His scientific tests dated the blade to the 7th century at the earliest, not very long before it was given to Charlemagne. There was no residue of human or divine blood on the spear. Another analysis by researchers at the Interdisciplinary Research Institute for Archaeology in Vienna dated the blade to around the year 800, actually in Charlemagne's lifetime. So this isn't the spear that stabbed the side of Christ, which isn't surprising really, because it wasn't the only spear of destiny that was going round medieval Europe. There was a holy lance in Constantinople, the broken tip of one in Paris, one in Valrashapat, one in Antioch, and one under St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. Not all the spears have survived to today, and the Vatican is very careful not to claim that they have the real spear of destiny, which is kind of ironic because they probably have the best claim to possessing the genuine holy lance. The spear that they've got was very probably found in Jerusalem and may even be the same spear that was referred to in the earliest historical accounts. Problem is, those earliest records of the Spear of Destiny come from the 6th century, long after the crucifixion of Christ, and around the same time that people start telling the story of Longinus. If the name Longinus seems a bit unusual to you, that's because it is. In fact, it's a Latin derivative of the Greek word longe, which we find in the Bible when they're talking about lances or spears. So when people talk about the Lance of Longinus, they're basically saying the Lance of Lanceman. In short, there's a 500-year gap between the Gospel of John describing Jesus being stabbed by a random soldier, and the first mentions of the Spear of Destiny existing, and the first stories of its origins at the crucifixion. This may explain why so many people through history have believed this, or something like it, was the Spear of Destiny. Because by the medieval period, when the stories of it first emerged, this is what spears looked like. But on the day Jesus was crucified, the Romans weren't using spears that looked like this. This is a pilum. In the time of Jesus, this is what Roman foot soldiers used. Over 6 feet tall, with a narrow 2-foot iron tip specifically designed for throwing, it's better described as a javelin. And this is how the spear is depicted in the 2016 film Risen and the 2003 film The Passion of the Christ. A rare case of historical accuracy from Mel Gibson. Whether an ordinary infantryman or a centurion, whether called Longinus or not, the man who stabbed Jesus would have used this weapon. But of course, 500 years later, Roman legionaries and the pilum were long gone. The question that comes to my mind is whether the spear or spears of destiny that was so important to so many powerful people throughout history was merely a successful hoax created by an anonymous forger, or knowingly used by the wielders as a political tool. Take the spear of Antioch, for example. It was the First Crusade, and the Crusaders had taken the city of Antioch from the Muslims, only to find themselves trapped by a counterattack of a much larger Muslim army that laid siege to them. Outnumbered and starving, when a monk claimed to have found the holy lance buried under the city, the desperate Crusaders saw it as a sign, and somehow, despite the odds, on the 28th of June 1098, they overthrew their besiegers with their leader literally carrying the holy lance aloft as he led the charge. They then went on to conquer Jerusalem, their ultimate goal. In other words, the Spear of Antioch inspired the Crusaders to an incredible victory, even when most medieval leaders, including the Pope, said it was fake. So, if that spear can work, and this definitely not authentic spear wielded by Charlemagne led him to become Holy Roman Emperor and found a dynasty of emperors, what if it's not the blade that pierced the side of Jesus itself that's needed? What if it's simply belief in the spear? And what if Hitler had truly believed in the power of the spear? Would history be different?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.